Most members of parliament say the government is not being transparent in the way it has signed oil agreements and even accused senior government officials of corruption. They allege that Uganda's Prime Minister, Amama Mbabazi, and two other ministers have accepted bribes from oil companies. The ministers deny the accusations and say the members of parliament are just involved in a witch hunt. In fact, this alleged oil bribery corruption scandal led members of parliament to vote against any new oil deals until new laws have been passed. The government ignored the resolution of parliament and signed new agreements with Talo Oil Company. Wilfred Nwangaba, a member of parliament for Ndorwa County East, expressed a frustration.
It is not only that there was a standing parliamentary resolution halting such a deal, but there was also a matter in the court by one of the concerned citizens. So you can see a deal has been signed in the utter disregard of the two arms of government, the judiciary and the parliament, which arms of government tend to resolve more in the
Nwangaba also says it's difficult to know what is in the oil agreements that government has signed with the oil companies, as government is unwilling to share the details.
Of course, that is where the biggest problem we have with our executive arm of government, because the agreements are too secret, that they are only known by few in the executive arm of government, like the recent agreement made with Taro before it sold to Sinok and Tatar. None of us in parliament has a copy, and even if we make prints, we will not get the copies. If the copies are read in the parliament, there are stringent rules of accessing them, that you cannot actually access them. The whole line of handling this oil business in our country is just secrecy, no transparency, no regulations, because there are no rules in force as we speak. These companies are only dealing with the president and specific individuals in the Ministry of Energy.
Nwangaba says, despite the executive branch's claim to the contrary, other stakeholders in the deal have not been consulted. He says there should be laws to protect the environment in the areas where oil drilling and processing will be taking place.
The deals that have been brought before us have some provisions on environmental protection to that effect. But the biggest problem is that most of the provisions are heavily treated in the favor of supervision and enforcement by a minister who is a member of the executive. So you find the community and other institutions largely absent in their respective roles as far as environmental protection is concerned.
In March, the government of Uganda introduced two petroleum bills to the parliament. Between them, the bills will set the parameters for how the country's oil sector will be governed, including covering the allocation process of exploration rights, transportation and refinement, and the management of revenues from the sale of oil. However, some analysts point to problems with the legislation. They include tight ministerial control, the failure to publicly release or debate the terms of the contracts, and an absence of parliamentary oversight of the deals. Critics say these problems should be addressed if the bills are to meet the criteria for internationally accepted best practices, which would help provide a solid foundation for Uganda's petroleum sector. For VOA News, I'm Douglas Impuga.